This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go, up and away with the DJV program. Well, we're getting closer to being back to normal. That is, Victoria's back because she has her flower. I'll tell that story about what the hurricane did. Almost, what was it? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your ass down. There seemed to have been a little bit of that there. Jennifer Horn has a fever connected to the virus. The absence of her is what you would expect. I was surprised that she made it through a couple of days, actually, given what some of the symptoms were. So we are here to tell our stories and to bring you up to date on things that you probably ought to know a little bit more about. For example, if we move into, I do want to kind of hear your story, Victoria, as to what went on, what you were feeling, what you heard, so that people who, you know, there are some folks who never lived through a hurricane. People live on the West Coast. They don't have, you know, there are other things to worry about out there, but here on the East Coast, we haven't had really a hurricane that bothered us for a couple of years. So this one, even though it wasn't horrible, it was distressing and distracting because of the time of year, the leaves on the trees that kept the that catch the wind and stuff, so they bring down the power lines. And so you were out without for how long?
Well, our county got hit pretty much the hardest in New Jersey. So we're in Monmouth County, and I think close to a million people still don't have power. And they, wow. The utilities have told people, the governor made the announcement yesterday, that most people won't get power back until Monday. So this storm, you know, I know, like, people don't tend to believe, you know, the weather reports. And sometimes they're wrong, sometimes they're right. But in this case, we were not prepared for this. This was so much worse than what it was supposed to be. The sustained winds were 109 miles per hour. It was a lot gustier than anyone thought. There were we have roofing tiles on the apartment complex that we live in that were blowing off the building. It was intense. We didn't really get rain. We got a little bit of rain, but nothing major. But the wind did all the damage. And like you said, there were trees down everywhere, power lines down. It was we had two tornadoes. We had one in Cape May County and one about 20 minutes south of us that just whipped through a town and really destroyed a lot of buildings and a lot of stuff. So driving around, on Tuesday afternoon, kind of in the heart of it when it hit us, I underestimated it myself and was driving to a doctor's appointment. When I got to the doctor's office, there was a Volvo that had been completely crushed by two trees in the parking lot. It was one of the doctor's cars, and it looked like a trash compactor had leveled this, had just squished this Volvo into nothing. And I realized, like, it was a lot more serious than a lot of people thought it would be. So we're happy that we got our power back just a few hours ago, but yesterday was just constant on and off with the power. And it was, you know, I was telling Phil during the break, we didn't even, our hallways didn't even have emergency lights, which I've never even experienced.
Wow. That. That was a law.
Well, yeah, but I guess the whole city of, our whole city is out. So, it was intense. But at least we didn't have to deal with flooding on top of that.
All right, well, I mean, hold a good thought for all those who, not only there, but in other places, have had to go through the stuff. It is part of the era that we're in. Had a conversation yesterday with a meteorologist in doing the farm show, the American Family Farmer Show, which a lot of folks who listen to this program like to listen to. It's available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. If you don't have it on your radio station, then you can get the podcast. The focus on what's going on in the atmosphere and how things... It was very interesting because it was a combo of what we all sort of talk about. That is the change that has come about in the atmosphere because of using fossil fuels. And then the double whammy of the planet changing and maybe changing in ways that it hasn't. You know, he was very explicit and very interesting talking about where the dirt where loam, where topsoil comes from, and how the process of Mother Nature brings the best topsoil to areas along riverbanks, and how in these rainy, heavy, the rain is more, I don't want to say serious, that's not the right word, it's more powerful, and now there are likely to be more bursts of rain, heavy rain. Like, for example, here where I am, we had 2 inches of rain in 2 hours. And that's, you know, if the topsoil is loose, if it's not held down by trees or grass or some kind of vegetation, then it'll wash. And it just goes down the drain. In the case of the Mississippi, where the biggest problems have been over the last 4, 5, 6 years because of all the rain in the spring, it just goes down the river. And they have dredges at the mouth in the delta of the Mississippi. They're working. I think there are 4 or 5 dredges, these huge excavators on barges that they spend all day, every day, digging the dirt out of the delta for two reasons, because they don't want to plug up the shipping lanes, and secondly, because they want to put it back. They put it on barges, and then they bring it to the shore. They put it on trucks, and they try to redistribute it. But it's really very interesting. I don't think most people know what goes on, or even think. Maybe we're thinking more because we're thinking about our food and where it comes from and how this rain endangers the ability that we have to produce really good food. The soil, the richer and better the soil is, the better, obviously, the quality of the food. So it was very interesting to hear how that, and I've been in New Jersey where you are, that's a prolific farming area when you go inland and south of there a little bit.
Yeah,
most people don't think of New Jersey as being a farming state, but it really is.
Yeah,
South,
for sure.
Southern Jersey, Central Jersey, fabulous farms. And so anyway, the rain, if it comes down torrentially heavy like that, it does affect the runoff. So there we go. There's today's lesson in farming, ladies and gentlemen, from the Dougster. Meanwhile, back in on the East Coast, a little bit of info about, let's get into some of the virus things going on today, Victoria, like the health commissioner in New York City resigning because he doesn't like Bill Blah Blasio.
She, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was a woman, yes.
Yeah.
Or Rick, what is it, Orissa? How do you pronounce her name?
I think it's like Osiris.
Osiris, okay.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I just know her as Dr. Barbit, so that's where that's the name I've always seen on the press conferences. But yeah, she and Bill de Blasio not seeing eye to eye pretty much on anything. So she said she resigned, and she sent an email that went public, and she said, "I leave my post today with deep disappointment that during the most critical public health crisis in our lifetime, that the health department's incomparable disease control expertise was not used to the degree it could have been." So it's not going over well that this is a very well-respected woman and doctor, and it's, for whatever reason, de Blasio has just not listened to her. I don't know what his, I don't understand what his motivation is at all, so who knows. But a lot of people living in Manhattan, you know, have just sort of ignored de Blasio and have really turned to Governor Cuomo for guidance. Most beyond the fact that he is the governor of New York, he's also from Queens. His family's in Queens, so he has a lot of ties to the city. And so I think a lot of my friends and family living in Manhattan, they've really followed Cuomo's guidance. And in many cases, de Blasio and Cuomo did not see eye to eye either. And I think de Blasio was on the wrong side of history on a lot of this stuff. So I can't imagine that he would ever get reelected. He's a horrible mayor. I just can't imagine that he would be reelected.
What is that? There was an expression, horrifyingly stupid. So I want to tell you the story.
He did nothing, though. You know, it's like all the...
He doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, all during this pandemic, he when they had you know, field hospitals set up, and because New York City was the epicenter in the country for this virus, and it wasn't until Cuomo came downstate and set up the field hospitals, he did the tours of all the different prospective areas. De Blasio was nowhere to be seen. I don't know, he was just out to lunch. I don't know. Good riddance. I think he'll be gone.
Do you know who Warren Wilhelm Jr. is?
No.
I'll tell you the story of Warren Wilhelm Jr. His parents left federal jobs because they declared themselves communists in the 50s. Mm-hmm. He went to college in Nicaragua in the 80s.
Oh, that's a fun place to be in the 80s.
Right, exactly. He returned to America.
Did he go to Beirut for vacations?
He returned to America and joined the Nicaraguan Solidarity Movement of New York. Goal was to, from what I remember, to end capitalism and replace it with socialism. He married in 1994, honeymooned in Cuba. Said he was proud of his Marxist work. Worked for the Clinton campaign. And in the year 2001, he changed his name to Bill de Blasio.
No way.
Check it out.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
No, I wouldn't tell you. I happen to see it on Facebook, and of course everything on Facebook is true.
I don't think any of that is true.
I think it's an interesting story, though, because it's possible that people would pull off things like that.
None of that's true. He didn't marry his wife in 1994.
When did he marry his wife?
Later than that. I don't think any of that is true. I don't like the guy, but I don't want to get into stupid Alex Jones kind of crap, you know?
Oh, it's fun once in a while. Come on.
No, it's not. People all listen to that, and then they tell five other people, and then this is what's wrong with social media. That's not good.
A bipartisan group of states has teamed up to buy rapid COVID tests. More cases in our country. States want to speed up testing. PACT announced that seven states, led by a bipartisan group of governors, teaming up to purchase $3.5 million worth of rapid antigen tests. Are these the best ones? Are these the ones that tell you the most?
The rapid tests have been shown to be really inaccurate. It's very hit or miss. So earlier this week, I think on Monday, we talked about one of the Yankees had tested, because they're testing everybody every day.
Yes,
and in last week, he had 3 positives and 2 negatives. It was every day. It was a different result, and they were using these rapid tests. So I don't really know how, I don't know. They stopped doing it at the White House, too.
Are Maryland, Virginia, Louisiana, Michigan, Ohio, Massachusetts, and North Carolina. 2 test manufacturers will provide 500,000 tests. They don't have a national testing program. Do they in other countries? Is that what we were talking about with England? Mm-hmm. Boris Johnson, they've gone out to get testing for
only major country who does not have a federal plan.
What is the Chinese? We don't know what they do.
Well, what do you think they're doing?
Shooting everybody who's gathered.
Who knows? I wouldn't even count them, yeah. But everybody else is doing it on a national level where there's one plan, and we just have never had that, and it would probably be helpful at this point.
It would.
How many months in?
We're
3-4 months in?
We are. Here's something that we're into big time as well here on the DJV program. Had a nice chat yesterday with Elizabeth Miller, who's one of the people that came up with, one of the nurses. She's been at Calitrin for 24 years. She and a couple of other women that were working with a doctor, all of them together, came up with this combo of ingredients that will help you lose weight. It doesn't involve any drugs. It utilizes collagen protein. That's the first and strongest portion of all of the ingredients in Calitrin that help you lose weight and keep it off. No drugs, no stimulants, none of that stuff. Most people begin to see an inch loss, weight loss within the first 4 to 6 weeks. I recommend you stay on the program for 6 months. And in a natural way, you lose the weight. You can be proud of what you're looking like, how your body feels, that good stuff. That's what you want. You want to look good. You want to feel good. And then you want to be healthy to avoid the problems a lot of people who have extra weight have getting the virus. So go to toploss.com. That's our recommendation. Elizabeth, Doug, all the people there, and the 86% of the folks who get on this program, they're happy to tell you, it works, man, it works. Toploss.com. I guess the name says it all. It says it all. Use the DJV code, no shipping charges. Buy 3, get 3 free. Get on the program, lose the weight, and be a happy camper. It's 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tell it's Lady Gaga. Can you tell it's Lady Gaga? Gaga in the musical news here, 23 and change at the hour on today's DJV program. I believe it's Thursday already, August the 6th. Wowie, wowie. So Gaga has been given her own radio show by Apple. Gaga Radio, airing weekly with her debut episode going out this Friday. Gaga posted on Instagram yesterday, "Listen to me and my Chromatica collaborators. We talk about the inspirations, making the records, more shows are set to exclusive mixes, DJ mixes." She added, quote, "The last few weeks I've been figuring out different ways at home that I can be of service to what I would call the singular global community. One that I believe to be in nature, one that I believe to be very special, my heart, and I believe to the hearts of many. And so, I've been thinking of all the ways I can be someone that contributes to our society and to the world. I'm super thrilled, excited to have this show and the opportunity to play an incredible mix of music every week." Gaga, by the way, leads the nominations for the 2020 MTV VMAs with her Ariana Grande collaboration, Rain On Me. It's from Gaga's latest album. It's up for Video of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Collaboration, Best Pop, Best Cinematography, Best Visual Effects, Best Choreography. What, is this fun tonight that we're listening to?
Great video.
Yeah?
The song that she did with Ariana, Rain On Me, yeah, it's a great video. Luckily, they filmed it before the pandemic happened because it's it's an elaborate thing.
Everything she does is elaborate.
Yeah.
She has, I think she's, I don't know, is it a fair comparison to put her up against Madonna when it comes to the choreography and the shows that they do, the traveling shows?
I'd say that, yeah, in terms of big, spectacles, live shows,
Yeah.
I think Gaga, though, has just, I think that she's a lot more talented than Madonna, and she just
ever was,
has taken
or
it to
just
another
now.
Level. Well, she's got a much better voice than Madonna ever had. Mm-hmm. I love Madonna, I'm not taking anything away from her legacy, but, Gaga, Madonna can't sit at a piano and do an entire jazz album, and Gaga has done that just beautifully. So, I love just her versatility.
Well, you've got it. There it is. Exemplified and personified. Coming up to 26 after the hour and the music portion of this hour. Fresh off appearing on Taylor Swift's Folklore, Bon Iver has shared a new track titled
A-U-A-T-C.
Second new song of the year. The track, short for Ate Up All Their Cake. Ate Up All Their Cake. Good. Featured vocal contributions from Jenny Lewis, Jen Wozner, and Bruce Springsteen. In addition to the song, Bon Iver wrote a statement asking fans to explore, take action, and support organizations like Equal Justice Initiative, Red Letter Grant, and Minneapolis Movement Sanctuary. Bon Iver wrote, "The average person is cast aside and unheard. Marginalized communities are further oppressed due to race, economic status, gender, sexual orientation, creed, criminal record, housing stability, education, the list goes on and on, abilities, documentation status. Pandemic further magnifies these grave inequities and this unchecked greed." Bon Iver was joined by Springsteen, Jenny Lewis, and Jen Wozner in saying, quote, "It is with recognition of our privilege that we are fully committed to using our unique platform to challenge and change capitalism within our industry and far beyond." So, I don't know that I really... I mean, I guess I understand, but I don't understand. There's a point here because a lot of these things that are enumerated are, in fact, problems we have to deal with. But people taking a shot at capitalism for capitalism's sake, not sure that that helps the situation, because without it, we don't have anything either. Those people don't. So it's kind of like the political realities that we live with, Victoria. Somehow there's got to be between this ridiculous point over here on the right and that ridiculous point over on the left. Somewhere in the middle, there is a place in which we can all agree that the system makes sense. But I agree, it certainly doesn't in many ways these days. 28 and change after the hour on the DJV Show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's some hope coming from the nation's top infectious disease expert. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci expressed optimism about a vaccine.
I'm talking about something that has been proven to be both safe and effective.
He said he believes that vaccine will be getting approved by the end of the year. As for getting an approved vaccine to the public,
the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
So far, there's no breakthrough in the continuing negotiations in Congress over a pandemic relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
There are no top line numbers that have been agreed to. We continue to be, you know, trillions of dollars apart in terms of what Democrats and Republicans hopefully will ultimately compromise on.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for three New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago,
"You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals."
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Ockerd is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Ockerd will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Ockerd accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linick's firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It is around the corner, up the street, your neighborhood that we're talking about, your local area, national, international. What is going on today? The DJV show with Victoria Keevan. Jennifer is out again today. I think she came back a little fast. And so now she's, what is it, paying the price of having, she feels, well, we all do, responsible to our job. We want to be here, want to be at it. But sometimes you got to use a little common sense. I haven't always done that in my life. Sometimes you run more quickly back into the fire, and it doesn't have good results. So take it easy, Jen. The COVID situation there in California is probably as bad as it is anywhere in the country. And, you know, all the people who talk about progressivism and liberalism, oh, see, I told you, liberalism is no good. Now, you know, it's only as good as the people who are demonstrating whatever the premise is. I mean, it isn't liberalism or conservatism that's the problem. It's the dummies who are presenting whatever the plan is, or the lack of the plan. In this case, both the governor of California and the mayor of Los Angeles are a couple of dodo birds. Together they make a great pair, and somebody should send them, you know, out to work in a coal mine or something, because they sure as hell don't know how to run. And again, this is sort of endemic, I think, Victoria, or demonstrative of the current breed of politician that are all politicians all the time. They don't have any real, they don't have a background or anything else that's not political. And thus, they don't have practical common sense. I was talking about Bloomberg the other day. I can't remember whether you were with me or not, as an example of someone who came along who's a practicalist. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's a practicalist and had lots of practical experience, and that's why he did a good job. And we've talked about blah, Blasio until we're blue in the face, but there are others. I see most of the people running government, and I use my own city as an example. A woman who's the mayor doesn't have a clue. She didn't have any experience in managing anything really like this. And we put people, we elect people who are, you know, popular. Okay, so what does that do for you? And unless they have a really good background, then things get messed up. And we see that over and over and over again these days. And it's local, it's regional, it's national. So what do we do about that? How do we make, you know, and then you can say, well, look at people like Joe Biden, who's been around for 100 years. He's never done anything but be a politician either. And I was, when someone said that to me yesterday, I was trying to remember what he did do before he was a politician. Do you remember what he did? He wasn't a teacher, I don't think. What was he before he was local politics and then regional and now national? What would he do? Anybody remember?
Good question.
I mean, we all know what Trump did and where he came from. But some of these other people, you know, look at the spate of people. Kamala Harris, who's up for the second position, she's never done anything but be in politics and be an organizer. So how does that qualify you to run things? It maybe makes you a good politician, but being a good politician doesn't mean that you're good at administering and running things. And that sort of makes me...
Well, Biden's background is he became a lawyer in 1969, and then he was elected to the Newcastle County Council in 1970 in Newcastle County, Delaware, where he's from. Yeah. And then he was elected to the U.S. Senate from Delaware in 1972. He was the sixth youngest senator in American history. And then at that point, he's been in the Senate ever since, until VP.
Okay, so... My point made. Anyway, speaking of Joe Biden,
look what we've got now, a failed business guy. I mean,
he was a fail. He was, well, you know,
he's a failure. He's always been a failure.
Most people don't know that.
Yeah, they don't. I grew up in New York, New Jersey. You know what a failure the whole Trump organization has been. It just never got, it's not national news. So people voted for a guy that they thought was this billionaire because he flies around they stick his name on a plane and they think that, you know, he's this successful billionaire. When Bloomberg went at him and said, no, we all know that you're a fake billionaire, you know, it's whatever. This is where we are now, so.
It is what it is. Joe Biden says he's not going to Milwaukee to accept the nomination because of the virus conditions there. The National Democratic National Convention Committee confirming that that's the way it is. He's going to accept the nomination virtually from his home in Delaware. And what about the rest of the people?
I don't know if it's going to be an event or if it's going to be...
Why bother?
Him...
Why even
well, you know, it's... Yeah, obviously they've been, you know, the longer statement from the DNC was that they've been working with health officials in Milwaukee, and the health officials advise that no one travel to Milwaukee right now. So it's, you know, they're just following. I think it's a smart thing to do. Trump's trying to figure out what he's going to do as well. This is not just, you know, a singular problem for the Democrats. The Republicans are trying to deal with it as well, so... We'll see. But, you know, at this point, I was watching before the power went out again last night, I was watching someone commenting on it on TV saying, you know, it's like the first time that, you know, we won't have a convention with people in the audience and whatever. But, you know, we've been used to that now for, what, 3-4 months? We've had virtual concerts.
Nothing.
We've had virtual award shows.
Yeah.
We're just used to it. So if there's ever going to be a year where it's okay to do it this way, we're already used to it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
So, in other, this is sort of good news, I guess, other COVID information that's floating around today, there's some data from a potential coronavirus vaccine that seems to be showing some promise, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The company Novavax has released its phase one data. Test subjects who received two doses of the vaccine developed four times more antibodies than those who previously had the disease. The antibodies helped fight it off. Additionally, the company said its vaccine is safe. Okay, you can say whatever you want. You can say it's safe, but is it? Of the subjects who actually have received the vaccine, none had serious side effects, though some did have mild reactions, and those mild side effects last a couple of days. Side effects would be you sort of feel like you're sick? Is that, I'm asking that, that's a question.
I would assume, I don't know the answer, but I would assume it would, you know how people get the flu shot and then
yep.
feel sick
get
for
sick.
A couple days?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it would probably be the same thing, which I never knew why it did that, but Dr. Jack, I think it was just last week, we were talking about it off the air, and he said the reason that people get sick after the flu vaccine or any, you know, this probably would be the same thing for COVID, is
yeah.
because the vaccine is designed to suppress your immune system for a few days, so you're not actually getting the flu or whatever you've been injected with, but there's something else that's already floating around that you pick up for a few days. So it's, I would assume that it would be the same reaction. I don't know. I still
give me a lot of this stuff floating around.
Vaccine for this?
Nah, I'm not getting the vaccine. No, I remember the one time my father, back in the 1990s, got a flu vaccine, got violently sick for 4 days. Now that doesn't happen to everybody. My father's pretty
yeah.
healthy though, and I asked him why he bothered to get one because he hadn't had one before. He said, "Well." He thought it would be a good thing to do. He didn't really have a good answer.
The only reason that I can see a benefit to it, if you are, you know, in a more vulnerable position, if you're, I think they say if you're over, you know, 65, if you have any kind of underlying health conditions, you yeah. should get the flu shot this season because fighting the flu and COVID is probably a death sentence for a lot of people.
Not a good
so that's thing. Why they're pushing it for, and I understand that. Like, my both my parents are anxious to get the flu shot this
are
year.
They?
They want to make
yep.
sure, yeah, because they, you know, my dad is really healthy, but my mom has a lot of lung issues. So she, you know, her doctor said, look, if you get the flu, which always turns into bronchitis and pneumonia for her, so if she's got that and then gets exposed to COVID.
Did she take the pneumonia shots?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's got them both. You're supposed to have two,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Can you help me with something?
If I can.
Yes. So the Navy SEALs have suspended their support of the National Navy SEAL Museum, excuse me, after there were some videos floating around of a dog attacking a man wearing a Kaepernick jersey. This was this past weekend. The National Navy SEAL Museum is in Fort Pierce, Florida. It's not overseen by the military, but there are a lot of military who belong to it. It's not an official thing. But I'm trying to look at this video. It was a canine demonstration at the museum last year that showed dogs attacking a man wearing a Kaepernick jersey. Who comes up with those ideas? Who's that angry or that dumb? I mean, we can not like what Kaepernick is all about, but you pull a stunt like that,
whatever happened to, you know, the thing that really just, hypocrisy really bugs me, and there's
yeah.
so much hypocrisy. You know, it's, every time somebody says that they don't like how, whether it's the city council or the state or how the country is run, and then so the conservatives on the right say, well, then if you don't like it, then you can leave the country. Okay, fine. Yeah. But then when we
go back where it came from, I always love when some people say that.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. So they say, well, if you don't like living in America, then you can leave. Okay. So then what? Then those same people tell everyone who lives in Guatemala or in parts of Mexico and South America who are living with daily atrocities, trying to come here for a better life, and we tell them, no, you need to go back and fix your own country. So we're sending two completely opposite messages.
That's
it
probably
just,
not the
it
same.
Blows
people.
My mind. Blows my. Oh, it's the same group. It's the same group. We don't want immigrants, and if you don't like it here, you can leave. It's like, well, okay, well, what about fixing our country? Because that's what you're telling other people to do in their countries. So why not work on our own country to make it better? But that's not
nobody
an answer.
Said there wasn't hypocrisy reigning here.
Just drives me nuts.
What do we know about hockey, baseball, basketball, football? Are we getting anywhere? A lot of baseball, more and more baseball players coming down with COVID every day. I don't know the football guys as they have their start their practices. But.
Don't know about football yet. Hockey seems to be hockey and the NBA are sequestered in bubbles, so they seem to be doing okay.
Well, they're playing cold ice and they're all bundled up, so and they have what amounts to a mask on, so they probably don't have that much stuff. That when they hit each other over the head with the sticks, it's not like they were out on the football on the field where all the
sweat from. But basketball is very contact and you sweat all over each other. I don't think it's really that. It's just more about, you know, in Toronto, all the teams are in a bubble and that for hockey, and then the same that, you know, they're down in Orlando in the bubble for the NBA. MLB has not done that. The players are traveling around. There are a few stories of MLB players going to parties and then catching the virus and spreading it through the team. It's, I don't know, MLB has been kind of a mess. And so games have been canceled, schedules have been changed already. I don't know how it's going to affect the football season, but we'll see. I think that if you're a football team owner, I would think you should take a look around and see who's doing it the right way. And I think the NBA and NHL are, and who's not doing it the right way, and that would be MLB. Yeah. So I guess we just have to wait and see until, I guess, was the first game September for football?
Yes.
I think so.
First, right after Labor Day. Yep.
Yep.
Today is National Root Beer Float Day. I love root beer floats. I get them all the time. I'm spoiled because I have my own supply of 28 flavors, and there's always a root beer in the refrigerator on the ice cream bus because a lot of people like root beer floats. Say it again, Doug. A lot of people like root beer floats. Started in Colorado back in 1893, a gentleman named Frank Wisner, surrounded by Cow Mountain, inspired with that. His Cripple Creek Brewing Company was located there. He came up with a novel idea. While mountain gazing, he didn't see snow-covered peaks. Instead, he envisioned scoops of ice cream floating in root beer. And as they say, the rest is history.
It's a good combo.
It is a good combo. It's fun. 1876, a pharmacist sold root beer commercially. Name was Charles Elmer Hires. Aha! So that's where that name comes from. Right? You know Hires Root Beer?
No.
Don't you?
Stewart's. Yeah, no, I know Stewart's, and that's pretty much it. Or A&W and Stewart's are the two brands that I know.
Hires, I remember Hires before I remember any other kind of root beer. Hires Root Beer was here in New England anyway. I don't know where else it started. He actually developed a commercial version of root beer in Philadelphia at the Centennial Exposition there, so that's why I guess that's an East Coast name, but I'm sure you haven't seen it down in Jersey or because it is pretty much an East Coast brand. A&W's all over the place, as you were suggesting. 1919, the A&W company had humble beginnings at a root beer stand. Ray Allen opened a root beer stand in Lodi, California, which would eventually become the A&W restaurant chain. They're still around, I think, aren't they? A&W's still around. Root beer,
I don't know.
Nice.
There's a Stewart's root beer, like one of the Stewart's restaurants.
Stewart's is a New York Northeast.
Restaurant that's looks like an old 50s diner. There's one here in the apartment village that we live in.
Oh, cool.
A couple of them are still around in Jersey, but I don't know nationally. I don't know if they stretched out beyond where we are.
In the 1920s, root beer turned into a fad. Non-alcoholic root beer exploded during Prohibition, as you can imagine. Back in 1960, the federal government, the FDA, banned a key ingredient. They banned Safroli, the oil that initially gave root beer its distinctive flavor. It's like sassafras. That's what it is. It caused liver damage, though, when it was tested, so you don't want to have that. All right, so happy National Root Beer Float Day!
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, Learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour here on the DJV program for this Thursday, the 6th of August. Time for Victoria to shine with her expertise in the world of, this is pop technology, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's not like, building a television set. It's pop technology.
Tech is very much a part of pop culture now, so for sure. Right. Yeah. So the story here is that we've talked about the big Twitter hack that happened a few weeks ago, and it was probably the most damaging Twitter hack that they've ever had. A 17-year-old Florida student, Graham Ivan Clark, he was arrested and charged as the mastermind behind this Bitcoin scam. He basically hacked the accounts of every major user on Twitter: Kim Kardashian, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, the actual corporate account for Apple, Microsoft. He went after everybody. It began with Elon Musk. He actually hacked into his account first, and he managed to get away with $117,000 in Bitcoin. And he was busted, and the way he did this was pretty ingenious. He posed as a member of Twitter's IT department and then used Twitter's own admin tools to break into those accounts. So he went right through the back door to hack into everyone's account. So yesterday he had his first hearing, now that he's been caught and arrested. So he had his first court hearing, and it was revealed last week that because of COVID that all the hearings are done on Zoom, with no password required. So naturally, you can imagine what happened. Mm-hmm. Trolls decided to Zoom bomb the entire hearing. They put out all kinds of gross noises. They piped in distracting music in different languages. A lot of cursing out of the court. Eventually, they hijacked the stream with a Pornhub porn clip. I mean, it was a mess. Good so the God. Judge, Christopher Nash, basically spent more time trying to eject the trolls from the Zoom call than he did delivering his actual decision, which was to keep this guy's bail at $725,000. And so the judge did have to approve each attendee that joined the Zoom call, but there was no way for him to tell if they were journalists or members of the public because he said in Florida you're supposed to allow everyone to attend hearings in court. So that mm-hmm. now that it's on Zoom, essentially you have to have the same rules. Journalists are allowed in, members of the you know the public are allowed in. So he just had no way of knowing who was a troll and who was a legitimate person. So eventually he just gave up. And so after a very frustrating 20 or 30 minutes of this, he now says that he is not going to let the public attend any hearings in the future, and he said future ones will be password protected, and if you are a legitimate member of the press, then you will be able to get the password. If you're not, then no one else is allowed in. And so both sides, the other thing that came out about this 17-year-old student, both sides of the lawyers referenced an earlier search warrant where California and Florida teamed up to seize this guy's property last year at 16 years old, $15,000 in cash, $4 million in Bitcoin that he had illegally obtained, and his personal computers they took. And on top of that, I think it was 2 years ago, he was also involved in an actual armed robbery. This is not a good guy, but he's brilliant. So where are his parents, and where is he going to just sit and rot in jail? Why can't we use his brain, which is
what he should be doing?
Yeah, clearly, this is a genius.
You don't want to go to jail? Here's what you have to do.
Right, and that's I hope that's what happens.
Figure that out. Yep.
Yeah.
Next up, Thermacell, popular gadget for repelling mosquitoes. Here's how to use it.
The Geek Out.
With summer come those pesky mosquitoes, and a gadget commonly seen online to combat them is the Thermacell. It's a thermosized canister that uses butane fuel to heat a piece of material with a pesticide called allerbin. Now, this is a synthetic repellent that is also useful for flies and other annoying insects. After about a 15-minute warm-up, the device reportedly can cover and repel a 15-foot radius. Now, it can't fight the wind, so if you've got blustery days or a space with a fan, it really can't do its thing. Thermacell is easily found online for $25 to $50, but the butane and repellent are refillable items, so remember, an ongoing cost applies. We've tweeted some links to the Thermacell over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, let's get to what Samsung's doing.
Yep, the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3 will include a heart monitoring echocardiogram app, which has been cleared now by the FDA. It makes them the second smartwatch in the U.S. Apple Watch already has this same app that was cleared in 2018. So this is great news if you're a Samsung Android user. You'll be able to have the same benefits that people who've been, you know, benefiting from the Apple Watch connected to their iPhone. So this will be
connected.
Launching soon. Yep.
There you go.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.